VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. We're going to hit an issue today that rarely comes up on the program, and it's going to be dealing with the issue of sports. But today we're dealing with sports and wokeness, and I think you'll find our topic to be quite interesting. No doubt you'll have some comments you'd like to share a little bit later on the broadcast today. But sports is a very significant part of life for many, and it's not only our modern day, but throughout history. For some, sports have become a god. Sports is more important in life than anything else. I found an interesting article from MarketWatch, late 2017, that indicated over the past previous 12 months, heading into 2017, Americans spent some $100 billion on sports in the preceding 12 months. But sports in and of themselves is not an evil. It is not a wicked. It's perhaps when we idolize them, when we put sports in front of God, that becomes an issue. But Scripture itself, we have many illustrations of sports. I think of 1 Corinthians 9:24 that says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." There's also an illustration of an athlete in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, about striving for masteries. "Yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully?" You know, we have the great hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, and we enter chapter 12, which says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And verse 2 tells us how we need to do that, looking unto Jesus. And certainly that's important. We think also of Paul, the Apostle Paul at the end of his life, who said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And talked about, he said, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Sports really do help individuals. They can produce endurance and self-control and other attributes. So I'm not condemning sports. Don't take it wrong there. But keeping them in a proper perspective is critical. I bring this up today because we are seeing a wokeness in sports that is intensifying. I mean, that is giving into a politically correct culture that's been escalating through the years. For instance, do you remember how shocked everyone was back in 2001? I believe it was the Chicago Cubs began with gay days. And in the years that followed, club after club started joining in with gay pride nights, and then LGBT, and it just kept expanding LGBTQ+. The pride night events, I think the big news in 2019 was that every ball club, with the exception of two, were celebrating LGBTQ pride. The two exceptions were the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers. Now, I find that interesting because that first gay days in 2001, but everybody had to jump on board saying, "Me too, me too." I'm not sure if it ever happened, but in 2020, the report came out then that the Astros were going to have their first Pride event in a decade. And again, due to the disruption due to COVID, I'm not sure if they had the event or not. But to the best of my knowledge to present, the Rangers still have not gone that direction. Could be wrong, but I haven't seen it. But it's not just Major League Baseball with that. It's the NFL. It's the NBA. It's the NHL and WNBA as well. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But being culturally or politically correct has become the new normal, so to speak. But it is abnormal, ladies and gentlemen. As many of you are aware, and this is what bringing this to a head here today, Georgia came under attack last week by Major League Baseball for the purpose of putting Georgia pass some voting integrity laws. They had the audacity, ladies and gentlemen, to actually pass a law to require photo ID at the polls and put some integrity back into the voting process. Think about it. Major League Baseball cannot stand it. Their intolerance of voting integrity reached a new height when, just this past Friday, they issued a statement indicating that they were going to take their toys and go to another state. You know, it's interesting because when you think about voter ID, a photo ID, you know, think of all the places you have to use it. I mean, it's been for years now. You go to your local library, if you still go there, and you check out Curious George and the Man with the Yellow Hat. Yeah, you got to show a photo ID to get out a Curious George book. Or perhaps, and as we've noticed here in our community, if we want to get rid of used waste motor oil, you change the oil on your vehicle, you take it to the dump or the dump yards or the recycle yards, guess what? You got to show photo ID to prove, yes, I'm a citizen of this community. We also see that when you're going, getting under the weather, as I'm kind of feeling here today, but you have to go and get something like a Sudafed or something when you go to the pharmacy, guess what? You got to show photo ID in order to get that. And somehow we are not being told that's racist. You know, to get a Curious George book, well, that's racist if you can't get it without photo ID, but somehow it is with the integrity of the vote. Here's a release that came out last week, April 2nd, from Major League Baseball. They said Commissioner of Baseball Robert Manfred Jr. issued the following statement regarding the 2021 All-Star Game. Over the last week, we have engaged in thoughtful conversations with clubs, former and current players, the Players Association, and the Players Alliance, among others, to listen to their views. I have decided that the best way to demonstrate our views as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and MLB Draft. Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. In 2020, MLB became the first professional sports league to join the nonpartisan Civic Alliance to help build a future in which everyone participates in shaping the United States. We proudly used our platform to encourage baseball fans and communities throughout our country to perform their civic duty and actively participate in the voting process. Fair access to voting continues to have our game's unwavering support. And ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing that Georgia did that violates that very principle. The statement went on to say, we will continue with our plans to celebrate the memory of Hank Aaron during this season's All-Star festivities. In addition, MLB's planned investments to support local communities in Atlanta as part of our All-Star Legacy projects will move forward. We are finalizing a new host city, and details about these events will be announced shortly. Well, just hours before this program today, the announcement came forth. You likely have heard it, especially those who do follow baseball. As at MLB.com, they put out that it is the Colorado Rockies that will host the 2021 All-Star Game. Major League Baseball announced today that the 2021 All-Star Game presented by MasterCard and its surrounding events will be hosted by the Colorado Rockies. The national broadcast of the All-Star Game on Fox held Tuesday, July 13th. They talk about the Midsummer Classic, etc. The draft is still expected to be part of the All-Star festivities, scheduled for July 11th, to be determined venue in Denver. We chose the Rockies because they were already in the bidding process to host a future All-Star Game. They go give other reasons there as well. And then they state this. The decision comes after MLB announced last week that it would relocate the All-Star Game and Draft from Atlanta in response to the passage last month of SB 202, a Georgia law that President Joe Biden recently criticized, saying that it will restrict voting access for residents of the state. Now, folks, think about that. They canceled the game, moved the game, because they said Joe Biden criticized it. Now, think about this. Joe Biden gave all kinds of false information in his narrative on this, such that there were newspapers that gave President Biden four Pinocchios for his untruth regarding what Georgia passed in their laws. Manfred said in a statement that the decision to move the All-Star Game was the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport. Think about that. To those who follow and support Major League Baseball, they said the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport was to move the All-Star Game. Does that represent your values? And was made after consultation with teams, former and current players, the MLB Players Association, the Players Alliance, among others. Though the game will no longer take place in Atlanta, and they talk about that, we're still going to celebrate the memory of the late Hank Aaron, an Atlanta icon who passed away on June 22nd. We're going to move forward with planned investments to support local communities there in Atlanta. Well, folks, it's amazing to see what has taken place. And then they say, now, MLB's decision was not without precedent among the major sports. In the summer of 2016, the NBA moved locations of its 2017 All-Star Game, held the following February, from Charlotte to New Orleans in objection to North Carolina House Bill 2, which limited anti-discrimination protections in the state. And then they point out in March of 1991, it was the NFL owners that voted to move the 93 Super Bowl from Phoenix to Pasadena after Arizona voters elected not to make Martin Luther King Jr. Day a paid holiday. Arizona eventually recognized MLK Day and was awarded a Super Bowl in 1996 again and not in 2008. Well, they did the right thing, so now we will reward you by bringing this game to your state. WND.com, Joe Biden is not just trying to fix the future of all U.S. elections, he's ruining the all-American sport of baseball to do it. Georgia passed a law. Joe Biden called it inexplicably the second coming of Jim Crow. Yeah, I think he called it Jim Crow on steroids. He lied in innumerable ways, writes Joseph Farah. He said voters on long lines couldn't get water. He pointed out that, you know what the truth is, folks? They said you cannot have people come and give out water and snacks and other things to individuals. They didn't say they can't have water. People can bring their own bottles of water with them. They promised that they could set up allowed for local municipalities to put up voting or rather water stations, little water coolers, and people could go serve themselves. They just didn't want people to come and influence people in the lines like they were doing in the state of Georgia. He lied again by saying that it would make absentee ballots harder to get. He deliberately told an outright falsehood by saying that the new law bars mobile voting places. He told another barefaced lie by claiming it creates significant procedural changes to give more power to the Republican-controlled legislature in the election process. And because of all this, folks, the Washington Post, yeah, they're not known for being a conservative paper, are they? The Washington Post awarded Biden a record 4 Pinocchios in its fact-checking test. Newsweek points this out, that some of the differences, or the similarities, I should say, in Colorado versus Georgia. Newsweek pointed out Georgia has 17 days of in-person early voting, including two optional Sundays. They expanded it, folks, in Georgia. Colorado has just 15 days. That was said by Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, told Fox News Today. So what I'm being told, they also have a photo ID requirement, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You know, a photo ID requirement for absentee ballots is one of the new provisions mandated by the Georgia law. Folks, think of the fraud that has taken place. And Georgia is seeking to protect their integrity, but Colorado also has photo ID for voting. Even as Major League Baseball continues its attack on Georgia's requirement to show a valid photo ID to vote, the legislature has a photo ID requirement of its own for fans picking up tickets at the stadium. Think about that. Major League Baseball, Breitbart pointed that out in a story. Just as they were appalled that Georgia would have photo ID requirements, they said when somebody orders tickets online, they go to the will call window to go pick up those tickets. Guess what? They have to show a photo ID in order to do this. Delta Airlines has also complained about the photo ID requirement. But guess what? To fly in Delta, what do you got to do, folks? You have to show a photo ID to board their flight and show your identification multiple times. We're going to come back to this topic of sports and wokeness after the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where do blind cave fish come from?
Chris, it seems that some fish get trapped in caves living in total darkness. They have no use for their eyes, thus their eyes atrophy and no longer develop. But some of these fish are virtually identical to fish that live in lakes and streams nearby, which do have eyes. I've long wondered what would happen if you took some of these blind fish and raised them in a lit environment. Would their eyes begin to develop? The fish still have the genes for eyes, but they're never switched on. Thus, the eyes are never expressed. I've often wondered if they're interfertile with the sighted fish. This seems to be a good research project, but as far as I know, the blind fish are protected, and no such research has been done. Chris, fish were created on day 5 of Creation Week, and that happened back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and our topic today is that of sports and wokeness. And friends, it's amazing to see what's happened, and certainly the hypocrisy that is coming from Major League Baseball and moving from a state that's starting to require photo ID, especially as it relates to absentee ballots, to go to a state, Colorado, that requires photo ID to cast a vote. From Western Journal, Senator John Kennedy took on President Biden's announcement last week that would strongly support moving the All-Star game. And that's what Major League Baseball, the president's pressured. The president said we should do this. The president said this. I don't think they responded to President Trump in that way, did they? Or maybe I haven't picked up on those news stories. But Senator Kennedy said President Biden has done this country a great disservice by not telling the truth about this bill. I mean, either he's lying or he's lost, he said. He's just made a baseball a blue sport. He did it. I don't get it. I mean, his attendance is declining. If it were my job, I'd try to be adding fans. The only thing I can figure is that Mr. Manfred is part of what I call the managerial elite, the entrenched politicians, the bureaucrats, certain members of the media, the academics, the corporate phonies who think they're smarter and more virtuous than the people they make money out of, or off of, that is. But he said they're making baseball now a blue sport. The Daily Caller also points out Major League Baseball reportedly planning to move that All-Star game, but moving from a city with mostly black citizens to a city with mostly white citizens. How does that measure up to their wokeness? Atlanta, Georgia is 51% black, 40.9% white. U.S. Census data from the 2019 showed Denver was 80.9% white, 9.8% black in 2019, according to the U.S. Census data. ESPN reported Monday that the All-Star game would take place at Coors Field. Numerous sources reported MLB's decision to move that game would cost black-owned businesses. Nearly 30% of the businesses in Atlanta are black-owned, and Georgia would face an estimated economic loss impact of more than $100 million due to MLB's boycott of Atlanta. And Connor McNulty at townhall.com picks up on that local economy being hit over $100 million, according to one tourism official. The 8,000-plus MLB-contracted hotel room nights that will not actualize as a result of the MLB All-Star Game relocation will have a negative impact on Cobb's hospitality industry and other businesses, further delaying recovery, said the president and CEO of Cobb Travel in a CNN interview. There's also Tootie Rodney, owner of Rodney's Jamaican Soul Food in Smyrna, Georgia, expressed her personal frustration to Fox 5 News, saying we're trying to build back from a pandemic that happened last year, and something like this is not good for business. They said that they're going to be suffering from this. They're Jamaican soul food. According to a statement released by the Braves, we are saddened that the fans will not be able to see this event in our city. Unfortunately, businesses, employees, and fans in Georgia are the victims of this decision. The Daily Signal says In a letter Monday, Senator Marco Rubio asked MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, whether the league would give up doing business in China or Cuba, both communist nations that don't have free elections. Rubio's letter comes as congressional Republicans have raised the prospect of pulling Major League Baseball's antitrust exemptions that are not provided to other sports leagues. Rubio also asked about whether Manfred would relinquish his membership at Georgia's Augusta National Golf Club. How about it, Mr. Manfred? You can put your money where your mouth is there? Major League Baseball's business in China was also a concern for Senator Tom Cotton, who asked, hey, MLB, how many days of early voting are allowed in China? The baseball commissioner said in a formal statement that Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. Why are they doing business in China then? Why is MLB involved in China? Senator Tom Cotton said Monday, this is from the Washington Times, he wanted conservative and Republican employees to get vocal and counter liberal activists pressuring corporations to oppose Georgia's new election law. He said, I would encourage all of those conservatives and Republican employees who work in Delta's workforce or Coca-Cola's workforce to be more active themselves. He said you should send emails to your CEO the way the media reports suggest all of these left-wing employees were doing. Encourage them to stick to running an airline or selling sugary beverages to Americans. WND.com, Get Woke, Go Broke has become an anthem for critics of Major League Baseball's decision. Commissioner Manfred, as we mentioned, made the decision. Moving the All-Star game, he said the best way to demonstrate our rights as a sport, supports voting rights for all Americans. This decision came after many of the left depicted Georgia's law, which other among other things requires photo ID for absentee ballots, as voter suppression. President Joe Biden described this Jim Crow in the 21st century and an atrocity. Representative Jeff Duncan tweeted out, in light of Major League Baseball's stance to undermine election integrity laws, I've instructed my staff to begin drafting legislation to remove MLB, the Major League Baseball, federal antitrust exemption. An overwhelming bipartisan majority of Americans support requiring an ID to vote, and any organization that abuses its power to oppose secure elections deserves increased scrutiny under the law. And again, Marco Rubio says that MLB caved to pressure and moved the draft. On the same week that they announced a deal with a company backed by the genocidal Communist Party of China. We are still listening to these woke corporate hypocrites on taxes, regulations, and antitrust. Senator Mike Lee of Utah, Ted Cruz of Texas also voiced their support for revoking the league's antitrust law exemptions. Very interesting. China, okay. Think about the persecution that is going on there of Christians and those who have a variety of religious faiths that do not succumb to the Chinese Communist Party. Tony Perkins mentioned, as Andrew McCarthy so effectively put it, the left ruins everything. Their wokeness is a cancer, and it's taking every enjoyable, unifying, non-political piece of America life and destroying it. In Georgia, their crusade against the state's election law is built on a house of lies. If Major League Baseball wants to alienate half of the country and pull the All-Star game from Atlanta over a law that makes their election safer, let them, Governor Brian Kemp argued. It will only show the rest of the country who they are, cowards who cave to fear, political opportunism, and liberal lies. In this moment, he told Americans, we need to make a decision about what we're going to tolerate as a people. If we don't, facts and truth won't matter. The far left will come for every aspect of your life, and there won't be a single patch of everyday America when they're done. As for me and my administration, I will not back down. Georgians will not be bullied. We will continue to stand up for secure, accessible, fair elections. Very interesting indeed. Texas Governor Greg Abbott involved in boycotting Major League Baseball over Georgia. He turned down an invitation to throw out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers home opening game, citing Major League Baseball's decision to boycott Georgia. He turned down the invite in a Monday letter to the Rangers COO. Abbott said he is personally boycotting all MLB events. He said, thank you for the invitation to throw out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers home opening game. I was looking forward to it until Major League Baseball adopted what has turned out to be a false narrative about the election law reforms in Georgia. And based on that false narrative, moved the MLB All-Star game from Atlanta, Abbott wrote. He said, it is shameful that Americans' pastime is not only being influenced by partisan political politics, but also perpetuating false political narratives. The state of Texas was proud to help MLB host last season's National League playoff games and the World Series in Arlington. However, I will not participate in an event held by MLB, and the state will not seek to host the All-Star Game or any other MLB special event. And you know what's ironic in all of this? Is that the polls have come out, the Rasmussen polls, showing that 69% of black voters and 75% of voters overall support voter ID laws. Washington Examiner, new polling shows that a large majority support voter ID laws that require individuals to show a photo identification before voting, including almost 70% of black voters. The poll released on Wednesday by Rasmussen Reports found that 75% believe photo ID should be presented before voting, and 69% of black voters support voter ID laws. broken down by party, 60% of Democrats support showing an ID to vote, compared to 89% of Republicans. The polling also showed that only 21 oppose voter ID laws. The new data comes as Democrats and Republicans spar on Capitol Hill over H.R. 1, the so-called For the People Act. And folks, what we are seeing take place would be to cement all the travesty that we saw in voting elections here across these United States, would put those into cement here if H.R. 1 is allowed to move forward and be passed. Former President Donald Trump repeatedly has called for boycotts against MLB following their decision to pull out of the state. For years, the radical left Democrats have played dirty by boycotting products when anything from that company is done or stated in any way that offends them, Trump said in a statement. It's finally time for Republicans and conservatives to fight back. We have more people than they do by far. And then President Trump said, boycott Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, JP Morgan Chase, Viacom, CBS, Citigroup, Cisco, UPS, and Merck. Trump added, don't go back to their products until they relent. We can play the game better than them. Let me just put one more issue into the mix here today about sports and wokeness. This is April 5th from WND.com, and this is the Olympic Charter Rule 50 prohibits political statements on the field or in the arena during events. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee just told its athletes that the longstanding guidelines need not to be followed during the Olympic trials. They believe that their right to advocate for racial and social justice aligns with the fundamental values of equality that define Team USA and the Olympic and Paralympic movements. The document outlines a set of permissible and impermissible behaviors, among them kneeling on the podium or at the start line during the national anthem. Other things that athletes may do include wearing a hat with phrases like Black Lives Matter or Trans Lives Matter or words such as equality or respect. They can also orally advocate for equity and equal rights for Black, Indigenous, and people of color. They can hold up one's fist at the start line or on the podium. Participants cannot wear a hat, though, with a hate symbol or hate speech on it, or make hand gestures affiliated with hate groups. So, okay to put up a fist, okay to, you know, have a hat on with Black Lives Matter, but you know, don't do something that might have a hate symbol on it. What's a hate symbol? What is hate speech? Well, many have determined that if you say all lives matter, that is hate speech. In addition, protests must be violent, deface or distort a national flag, or be aimed explicitly against a specific organization, person, or group of people. Last year, the International Olympic Committee said taking a knee or making hand gestures of any sort would not be allowed at the games. That still stands. This is just at the trials. Well, folks, it's just going to be a matter of time before it's at those games as well. I'd like to open our phone lines and get your reaction to this. I apologize for my hoarse voice today, but I'd like to hear what you have to say on this issue of sports and wokeness, and in light of what we're seeing take place, the double standardness, the hypocrisy coming now from Major League Baseball. I mean, we've seen the issues come up in the other major sports as well, but this is case in point here today, and I would like your reaction. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Entertainment has become the draw to build churches and youth groups. Meanwhile, sound biblical teaching has fallen off the cliff. To many, it's all about numbers and little about the Bible. Play the Flute, a powerful DVD, addresses this issue head on. Play the Flute tells the story of one youth leader who would not give up, who would not surrender to the apathy taking over his new youth group.
The Lord Jesus is looking for followers who realize that they are sinners and need a Savior. These are his terms, and I can't change them.
From Rich Cristiano comes Play the Flute, a powerful story on DVD available from VCY America for a donation of $18 or more. And for a limited time, additional copies sent to the same address are available for a donation of just $15 more. Call 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today, sports and wokeness. And taking your calls, we're going to begin in Racine, Wisconsin. Jerry, you're our first caller today. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I was really disappointed to hear that baseball is doing this, but it's like an orchestrated, organized effort to just shut down anyone that has to do with changing voting laws. I think they're doing it because if Georgia does the voting laws and they see the results of the next election compared to the results of the last election, it's going to throw a bunch of red flags saying, okay, what happened there in this last election? Because the number is going to be so skewed that right now it's like it's all out war to keeping everyone shut down about the voting elections or any kind of integrity, because they don't want to see the contrast.
Yeah.
Between the two. And one last thing is that my buddy was talking about the same, sort of the same thing on Facebook, and then he said, well, how do you, he wasn't even talking about voting, he said, how do you like your president now? His vote got deleted and was told never to say anything like that again. And all he said was, how do you like your president now?
Yeah, it's amazing. And there is a, thank you for the call, Jerry. And there's a new wokeness, you know, that is going throughout social media. We're seeing this. I mean, how long will it be before they mandate, well, you have to wear this pride symbol to come into our studio, or you have to have, you know, you need to wear this patch, you know, Black Lives Matter or whatever it may be going into a stadium in order to be accepted. I mean, we're seeing that new wokeness coming up across this nation on different fronts. And here it's hitting the sports as well. It's not anything new. This has been going on for some time. But again, we are just seeing a classic case in point right now where Major League Baseball is just saying, well, if you're going to do this, then I'm going to take my game pieces. We're going to go play with somebody else. Santa Fe, New Mexico, we have Ann calling. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to make two comments. One, I believe you said MasterCard sponsors these games. And they were one of the big people at the Reset convention. So I'm suggesting that it's these people that want to change the world to a global world order are the ones pressuring, because it's not just about the Democratic Party. It's about changing the world, period,
right.
And collapsing America. The other thing I wanted to say in the Bible, when Daniel didn't bow to the king, to the idol, we Christians cannot bow like they were saying to people, Black Lives Matter, bow and say Black Lives Matter. And what you just said was maybe they won't let us into stores if you don't bow to Black Lives Matter. You know, the new king in town.
Yeah. Thank you, Ann, for the comments here today. And we're seeing this and folks, again, this it doesn't make sense. I mean, here they're pulling it from a city that is a majority population of African Americans and going to a city that is largely white. I mean, think about what they're doing and going to another state that has photo ID as well. Kathy in West Allis, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. Just a comment about Georgia. I applaud them. Good for you for standing up for honest voting methods. Set a trend. You know, the nation's watching. I voted this morning in our local election, and I voted in a gymnasium, and it was raining this morning. So when I walked in the door, I'm wiping my feet, and 20 feet in front of me is the gymnasium, and the woman sitting in the doorway on a chair says, are you here to vote? Yes. Get your ID? I mean, before
yeah,
I even
yes.
walked in.
Yeah.
I thought, good for you.
Yep.
You know, otherwise, go get it in the car or go home, whatever. So anyway, and I hope people in all over Georgia are putting lawn signs out, things on their windows, whatever, about hold to the vote. You know, that is more important than Major League Baseball in the long run. What you do now, and don't let one incident like, you know, some special championship or event, whatever the thing's called, hold you back. You just go for it, because your elections go year to year to year. The baseball will come and go. It's seasonal. but you're voting lives. We saw how terrible it is to fix that problem. And the other thing about taking the knee, that started during the national anthem. It was a slap in the face to veterans, the flag, the country, the whole thing. It wasn't about racism. It was about let's just make America look bad.
Thank you, Kathy, for your thoughts today.
Thanks.
Tyler, in Lindsay, Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. This whole Black Lives Matter thing has created more diversity than the movement proclaims that it brings together. And people support this thing, and they don't even know who Susan Rosenberg is. Like, are you kidding me? Every person I've ever asked about Susan Rosenberg being on the board of directors for Black Lives Matter, they have no clue who she is or her background or that she's a convicted terrorist. And, I mean, this sad, petty sports stuff needs to stop.
Yeah. Thank you, Tyler. And I think what you meant to say, it's causing more division, the whole aspect here. And that's something we pointed out yesterday with the pastor from Heritage Baptist Church, is the fact that the more we talk about diversity, the more division that is being caused. And thank you, Tyler, for the call. Matter of fact, we've talked to Pastor McMiller. He's going to rejoin us next, Lord willing, Tuesday on Crosstalk. So many of you wanted to comment on some of the things he was talking about, and Lord willing, he'll be back on next Tuesday to further that discussion that we had yesterday on racism and God's design and man's distortion. Let's go to Scottsdale, Arizona. And Marcia, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to support that we should boycott the people who are trying to shut down the Georgia law and boycott the Major League and Coca-Cola and all those who are trying to support shutting down that Georgia law. I'm with the lady before. Congratulations to Georgia for standing up for that. We do have to use the power that we have on earth as well as our prayer power with God to bring him into the forefront of our lives and not just put him there when we need him. And beyond that, what I've been telling friends for a long time, stop buying so many things you don't need that are made in foreign countries, particularly China. Most of us have way too many things. We all bought into cheap goods. Buy one, get one free. Wear something for a year. Take it back. Get your money back. We got to stop that and go back to living within our means and what do we really need. So anyway, I'm with Georgia. We have to stand up for our fellow Christians and services. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you think about this, folks. Think about the persecution that's happening of believers in China, and think about their voting rights in China, folks. Why is Major League Baseball getting engaged with them with issues? We've got Al calling next in Bridgeport, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Brother Jim, thanks for taking my call today. I wanted to talk about trans men competing in women's sports, and I can't see how anybody would think that would be fair. I coached girls sports for many, many years, and honestly, Jim, I don't know what I would do if a young boy would try to get on one of my teams back then. It would be very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely speak out, but I'm wondering where all the Title IX pioneers are, Billie Jean King and all of those folks. How come they're not standing up against this? I just don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense there either, because this is going to be a decimation of women's sports. I mean, it is already happening in communities, in school districts, where you have biological boys now identifying as girls that are breaking the girls' records, and their names are going in the record books.
Girls are
being denied scholarship opportunities as a result.
It's horrible. Lightness for dark and dark for light, brother.
Thank you, Al. West Allis, Wisconsin. Beth, you're on the air.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, from my perspective, I think sports these days, and they have been for some time, are just self-aggrandizement organizations. And they just, it's all about them and their money and who they're dating or not or who's baby daddy, blah, blah, blah. And I'll tell you something else. You know, people have just, and it's just made me sick, you know, they just are making these sports teams and now high school sports teams, and I see it in junior high school sports teams, that these players are just so important and wonderful, and they're making them gods. And I'll give you an example. And this was like maybe a year or so after Brett Favre was no longer playing for Green Bay. Walked into Cabela's, a sports store, and there was this big cardboard life-size cutout of Brett Favre. Well, this woman and her husband were walking in at the same time that I and my husband were, and she just fawned over this cardboard cutout. Oh, can I have it? I love them. Oh, I mean, I was getting sick to my stomach, and I'm just thinking to myself, has this woman stopped to think about her eternal salvation, her eternal soul? But here she is fawning over this cardboard cutout. It was just disgusting. I couldn't believe it.
Thank you, Beth. And you're right. We've made a god out of it, and that is something that has been increasing through the years. And we see so many illustrations of that, and certainly to see the billions that are being placed on sports as well. Thanks for making those observations. By the way, again, it was Epic Times pointing out that Major League Baseball extended and expanded its contract with a Chinese telecommunications giant just shortly before boycotting the state of Georgia over the league's disagreement about the voting ID laws. Chinese state media reported on April 1st that the MLB will continue to be aired on the streaming platform operated by Chinese tech giant Tencent, which has significant ties to the Chinese Communist Party. No problem there. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia. Leroy calling in. Hi, Leroy. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim, I wanted to talk to you about the voting laws here and the Olympics insane move. As far as Brian CCP Kemp, don't trust him. He is in league with them, and anything he's doing now is for show, because if he was serious, he would have done something on November 3rd last year. As far as the Olympics, oh, my goodness. Do you know who Tommy Smith is?
Let's go with your comment here, Leroy.
Well, Tommy Smith was an African-American gentleman who raised his fist back in 1968 to protest racial injustice at the time. Well, the Olympics stripped him of his medal. So by their move now, are we to assume that they have been racist all this time? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways. You can't say it's okay now, but in your past, you've shown it was clearly not okay.
Yeah.
They're playing a game with all of us.
Thank you, Leroy. Ron in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
As a retired lawman, wonderful program, and a photo ID is required to get a book out of my library. It required me to cash my last CD in at my local bank, and go try and buy a gun without showing a voter or a photo ID, or to buy ammunition in some states. And I would ask President Biden one question. Specifically, what in this Georgia photo ID law is Jim Crow? Does he have reading comprehension problems?
Yeah. Well, that's a big issue. And he was dreaming up things that the law supposedly, he talked about a cutting hours, that people who are working people would not be able to vote. And that is not the case. The hours were expanded for people to have opportunity to vote. And yet he, through the power of the presidency, made these statements, put pressure on Major League Baseball. And they said, basically due to the president speaking out on this, that they took these efforts to change this. But even the liberal Washington Post gave President Biden four Pinocchios.
I saw that. That was wonderful. And the thing is, what is the problem? If I wanted to go back to my old federal building, I would have to show a photo ID to get in the door.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ron, for the comment. We're up against a break, but we'll come back to more of your phone calls following the break. We're talking today about sports and wokeness, and we'll be back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. In February of 2021, the United States Navy put out a report entitled Extremism Stand Down. I had the report within 9 days of it being released because a friend of mine in military intelligence sent me the PDF. This document, which I'm sure has been made for other branches of the military, is all about the fact that the military will not be making promotions until they clean out the military from all of the extremists. As you read the document, you find out that by extremist, they mean, among other things, people that possess and live out the values of a Judeo-Christian worldview. People must not only accept, but embrace and even celebrate the LGBTQ agenda. The terms in this document are, open to interpretation. You can't attend a rally, financially support, post information online from anyone that's called an extremist. Would that be you? Would that be this radio network?
I saw a very interesting piece from Ken Blackwell, who is the former Secretary of State for the state of Ohio. And he's got a column that's appearing on CNSNews.com, I believe it was today, and says, speaking for my home state of Ohio, as someone who spent almost three decades in elected office there, Ohio's voting laws focus on election integrity as much as Georgia's new law, with our own voter ID requirements and other safeguards. And we have two baseball teams, the Cleveland Indians, and the Cincinnati Reds. Well, if they're targeting Georgia today, they can target Ohio tomorrow and whatever state you call home. But listen to this. He said, but Biden is not just condemning states fulfilling their sovereign responsibility to protect their citizens' votes. He's also pushing H.R. 1 and S. 1 in the Senate. Blackwell calls it the Corrupt Politicians Act. But he said it would destroy, it would abolish all voter ID in America. All across this country, folks, the photo ID would be illegal. It would also mandate nationwide mail-in ballots with no way to confirm the identity of the sender. Universally register as a voter everyone who interacts with the government. Repeal laws that clean up the voter rolls. And basically take everything that caused chaos and problems in 2020 and make it the law of the land. That's what President Biden is pushing. That's why he put pressure on Major League Baseball to change this All-Star game. Understand the big picture, where this is all going. Let's go to Mark in Monroe, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, there's an old expression, as the crow flies. It seems to me the direction that the Major League Baseball All-Star game going is to the left. That's assuming that they're not, they have no idea what, again, the Jim Crow law is. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Jason Dodgeville. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. And I would just like to mention that, in the Georgia law, they just can't give water within the 150 or anything else within the 150 feet of the polling place, mm-hmm. which is a very short distance. You know, they're just trying to stop electioneering. After that, beyond right. that, there's no regulation.
Yeah.
And also, I thought when you said that they were moving the All-Star game to Colorado and blah, 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 it's sponsor MasterCard, I thought they couldn't say that stuff anymore. Like master bedroom and that type of thing.
Yeah, good point. Thank you, Jason. Not politically correct, is it?
No.
Let's go to Phil in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air, Phil.
Yes. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jim. I wanted to just start with Joe Biden being in the Senate with Strom Thurmond had everything to do with pushing Jim Crow laws. The Democrats are behind all the Jim Crow laws. All the Jim Crow laws were used by the Nazis in Germany and Mussolini in Italy to change their laws over there. They liked them so much that they adopted them. And people need to do their history. They need to find out everything that comes out of this president's mouth is a lie. Everything. He doesn't tell the truth at all about anything. As far as this Major League Baseball thing is, it's just a distraction right now, because our biggest problem is that article you just read about H.R. 1.
Yes.
And not only that, if we don't get rid of these electronic voting machines, we can't win nothing. We're done.
Phil, thank you for raising this issue, because that's right. We got to look at what the big picture here, and H.R. 1 is what is in the is what the dream is of this president and the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to really put this down the throat of every American to see this thing pass. So what we're seeing right now with Major League Baseball is, and leaving from Georgia to go to Colorado, is just a microcosm of what the big picture really looks like.
I see it as a distraction. And I believe the big picture with all these people coming across the border are so they can get more Democratic votes, get them by mail, no IDs. This is all part of their great big plan to destroy our republic.
Thank you, Phil, for your comments today. We're going to Russell next in St. Mary's, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Yeah, frankly, people ought to boycott all NCAA sports because them saying that they're not going to allow any championship games in states that make it illegal for boys to participate on girls' teams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people need to think about it.
It is, and you know, that's why it's so sad to see the governor of South Dakota cave to the NCAA, and Governor Noem had opportunity and failed that test in the eyes of many conservatives and conservative organizations across this country here. But that whole aspect of biological boys playing on girls' sports teams, I mean, and just unthinkable as to the ramifications and where this is headed here across the nation. Russell, thanks for raising the point. We've got Brownfield, Texas, and Toledo is calling you around the air.
Hello. Thank you. I'd like to make a comment. First, I don't see why I can see Biden not liking Texas, but I can't see why I don't like Georgia. But I want to think, well, I think Biden is not a happy man. And I don't think he's going to resign, because I don't feel like I could see in his eyes when I saw his, he's just not a happy man in the job. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. John in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to talk about those, have a comment about those players, ball players, either it's baseball, football. I never been to one of their games, and I'm not planning to go. And they should be paid minimum wage. And people should stop going to their games. Hmm. Let them play that by themselves. Nobody should go there and watch them.
And that's your opinion, John, right?
Yes, that's my opinion.
Okay, thank you.
They should be paid minimum wage.
Thank you, John. And our final caller today from Tennessee, Merle, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for taking my call. Every bit of this is by design. Obama, all the directives that's coming out of his mouth is all by design. It's not coming from him. It's coming from Barack Hussein Obama up the road in his bunker. And, you know, baseball, apple pie, America, they're just destroying all of our foundations. But we got a rock, and that's called Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Merle. And, yeah, America's pastime is what baseball is called. But I think, as Merle pointed out, you know, it is important. It's all about Jesus. And that's why, as we referred to that illustration too about run the race that is set before us, guess what? We need to keep our eyes looking onto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And one day, like the Apostle Paul, say, I have fought the good fight. You know, I finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So, bottom line, indeed, keep our eyes on the Lord. Let's live for him. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.